Hey, Tim. Excuse me, Dave. This is Harvest. Tim Newell at Harvest. I'm sorry, I'm all blundering here. I've spent the whole day with attorneys. The question that is coming up that I'm looking for some support on is, I know that the lifestyle screening evaluator determines that if five activities or sponsorship within a 12-month period would be indicative of corporate policy, and that it would place that company on the list of violating companies. Why is it that in the evaluator report, that you could have only, one or two areas of the lifestyle categories listed in a failure? I'm trying to better understand how to explain that, the five required versus sometimes there's only two or three issues named on a screening report that are lifestyle valuations. If you could help me with that, either shoot me a text or an email, that would be great. I sure would appreciate it. This number I called you on is my cell, 630-921-2530, or you can shoot me an email. I appreciate your help. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.